Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the United States has been actively involved in a conflict in Afghanistan for, what, two decades now, almost? And it's alternately been the second conflict on our minds. And then, you know, Barack Obama came in and said, this is where the real war is. And now there are new documents that are indicating that perhaps we haven't gotten the full story about how this conflict has been executed. Colonel Cedric Layton is the former Joint Chiefs of Staff Deputy Director, former Air Force Intelligence Officer, and President of Cedric Layton Associates. I really appreciate your perspective on this, because I'm sure a lot of these documents actually passed over your desk at the height of the conflict. Is there anything here that should freak people out or be surprising, or is this just the kind of angst and clarity that you don't have when you're actually executing on a war?
Well, John, it's certainly part of that. You know, there are things that happen when you're in the middle of something where you don't really know what the end result is going to be or what the big picture is. So, you know, a lot of the things that are in what the Washington Post is calling the Afghanistan papers, there are some, really, when you look at the aggregate, there are probably some surprises in there. You know, things that, you know, indicate that there was no coherent strategy, you know, no matter which administration was running the show. Now, there was a lot that, you know, people like me suspected was going on, that, you know, things weren't being managed properly. But, you know, there were a certain, you know, there are a certain number of things that indicate, I think the biggest issue really is the sheer magnitude of the corruption that was engendered by the way we handled things, especially the disbursement of money in a place like Afghanistan.
But corruption on their part, not on our part, right? The folks
correct.
Taking
yes,
money from us.
Yeah, it's the folks taking money from us, and no controls on our side, you know, to mitigate that kind of corruption. So, you know, you'd have people, you know, running around with $1 million in their suitcases because the U.S. Was told, people, you know, in the U.S. military were told, okay, you just spend money in this district to make sure that they, you know, have things. And, well, what kind of things? Well, it doesn't matter. Just make it happen. And so there was a lot of that kind of stuff that was going on, and that then in the aggregate resulted in a lot of misspending, a lot of people on the Afghan side getting really, really rich you know, from stuff that they shouldn't have gotten rich from.
And I'm not being snarky here, just as an aside. Wouldn't it have been great if President Obama had gotten on the phone with the president of Afghanistan and put some strings on that money, which had been put aside for Afghanistan? I mean, this is the kind of thing that you expect our leaders to do, is to make sure that when we're allocating money, that it's spent correctly. Just to juxtapose it against what we're looking at with President Trump today. Are there places here where we have been deliberately misled? The general public was fed a lie and everybody knew it was a lie at the time?
Well, there, you know, as far as that goes, you know, nothing that I personally saw, you know, would fit into that category. However, when you look at the, you know, at the report, the big problems were that a lot of the statistics were fudged, and things were changed in order to make people look good, and that's people on the American side. So that's one of the big problems. You know, when you start looking at, you know, you we remember from Vietnam, the body counts, really a false measure of success in a conflict like that. That's kind of the thing that happened here. And we did actually get into a situation where, of all things, body counts were used as a measure of success. You know, the number of people that were killed, you know, from the other side, be it the Taliban or be it Al-Qaeda or be it now ISIS in Afghanistan. So there are false measures of success that were included in this. And in many cases, people just bought what those false measures were without really asking questions. Are you really measuring the right thing? Yeah. And that that was a significant problem.
Is that illegal? I mean, or is this the kind of thing where you know, just like a coach who says, we're going to win the second half, we're going to win. And it's clear you're probably not going to win, but you can't afford to deflate your entire operation by acknowledging the obvious.
Well, that's part of the problem. You get into a mindset, you know, just like that coach in the second half, you know, who's down, you know, by 20 or 30 points, is all of a sudden going to say, we're going to win. We can make this happen. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of that mentality. You know, as far as illegal actions are concerned, there were certainly some where people, you know, on the U.S. side, usually in the contracting community, have profited immeasurably from, you know, this kind of unchecked spending that was going on there. The issue of illegality really depends on the specific thing that you're looking at. But, certainly from a moral standpoint, there's a big issue here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's the issue, you know, from, you know, at least from my standpoint. And that's something that, you know, we should have definitely learned from Vietnam, that you, you know, tell the truth as best you can. Mm-hmm. And then you, you know, that you make sure that you're not wasting money and you're not wasting lives when it comes to this kind of an operation.
So with President Trump's recalibration of our commitment there and his desire to draw down, you think things are better today than they were, let's say, 5-6 years ago?
Well, I think the jury's still out on that. You know, in some ways, you know, how do you measure winning?
Right.
You know,
right.
we could have had a strategy where winning was the killing of Osama bin Laden. You know, and then that would have been it.
Yeah.
You know, some people would say that would have been irresponsible because then you leave the government in Kabul to its own devices. Well, you know, that's you know, you have to look at you know, whether you want which part do you want to be the mission end state, the death of bin Laden as an example, or you know, a stable Afghanistan. And we opted more for the latter, you know, the idea of having a stable Afghanistan. But that's really hard when the government doesn't control all the things that you needed to control in order to be successful.
Well, it's interesting to observe, and I think it is a lesson in leadership. You know, how do you motivate people and try to put a positive spin on things versus lying flat out? And
absolutely.
Somebody should be held. You should encourage the former and, you know, banish the latter. Colonel Cedric Layton, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Deputy Director and the President of Cedric Layton Associates. I really appreciate it always.
You bet, John. Anytime.
We'll come back and check the traffic and this nasty weather this morning. Next, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.